Super Gamecast 64, episode 92. Today on the show, there's Falls of the Titans, so many things that are virtual. You can get your friends together and build a fort overnight. There's all these games and more on Super Gamecast 64, episode 92. Who wants to hit that DJ?
I got it. DJ. That's the intro song.
Hey guys, what's up? That just blew out the levels. We think we figured out our audio. Hopefully this one will be better than last time. I won't sound like an echo, I hope. My name's Matt. With me as always.
Tyler. It's Tyler.
Are we starting?
Yeah.
There's a Moltres up the street.
Yeah.
Is that now bad time?
Well, not. Yeah. No, you're gonna have to hold off on that one. We'll have to do that later. Your Firebirds can wait. I think they're around till August. 16th?
No,
this one's only a week.
Yeah.
Who's talking right now?
Me.
Yeah. What's your name, bud?
Oh, hi. I'm Kevin.
Yeah. It's Kevin.
I'm always here. I figured people know me by now.
It's always someone's first episode. Super Gamecast.
It's like Cheers. Cheers cast. I'm Norm.
Where everybody knows your
Cheers. Hey, it's Norm. I think that's what they say in Cheers.
I don't know. What's in that show about alcoholism? Super Gamecast 64, it's a comedy show. It's also a video game show. And if you don't laugh...
With me is a... Oh, we already did that.
Yep, we already did that one. It's all right.
It's also not my thing.
If you're a sociopath, then you're with me. Guys, we've done a lot of stuff. Things have happened. It's been a wet and wild ride through this crazy July.
Hot, wet, wild July.
It has been hot.
It's finally getting a little cooler at night. At night, it's nice.
Yeah, it's like it's colder in the nights than it's normally. Mm-hmm. It's like warmer in the day. I wonder if there's like science behind that.
Maybe. I think it's called global climate.
The global change. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today, guys. We have a few news things here that I thought were interesting. We got quite a few games that came out. Some updates to beloved games like Overwatch and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
then,
yeah. Guys, without further ado, let's kick off our intro segment that we didn't think about before we started. I got nothing.
Yeah.
Anybody got any jokes?
I got the Moltres thing. I tried, you know, it's really though, I've been playing a lot of Pokemon Go.
You know what? Really easy.
Pokemon going to the polls.
Ready? top three most anticipated games of holiday season.
Of the holiday season?
Yeah, because you got October, November, December. Anything that's coming out this year. Let's just do that real quick.
Metroid 2.
Okay, that's September 19th.
Okay, so I failed.
No, that's fine. Because that still counts. Anything that releases after now is fine. It's something fun.
Oh, Destiny 2, dude.
Destiny 2? Okay, that's yours. Okay, that's two for you.
World of Warcraft 4?
That's not a game.
Just Warcraft 4?
World of Warcraft 4?
The open beta that's $40. What's up, Epic?
Offline?
For years, you've entered the world of EVE Online.
Well, slower than light.
You can do it by yourself, as it's truly been made to play.
Gratuitous land battles.
Dick Trigby, Space Detective?
Is that your number three?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're amped for Metroid 2. I'm also amped for the Metroid 2 remake.
I really don't know that anything
Professor
else
Layton
is...
and the Sex Swing?
Dude, that's actually, believe it or not, that's sexist because the
next
Professor Layton is a girl Layton.
Oh,
so what are you
that's
trying?
True.
It's a mobile game.
What are you trying? No, it's is it?
Yeah, yeah. Dude, it's $16. Yeah. Screw that noise.
We got levels popping all over the place. It's a loud time. Maybe this is going to be the last one where we're just a teeny bit too loud. But maybe we'll work it out. My top three. You guys ready for this? South Park butthole. Also,
he had it. He was going for it.
Oh, no, because I second-guessed myself. I was also... Wolfenstein 2. Cuphead. Easy.
Cuphead.
Easy.
End of September.
Also, I like World War II because I hate Nazis, so Call of Duty shooting Nazis both when they're alive and dead.
Wolfenstein,
yeah. There's going to be a lot of Nazi shooting.
Wolfenstein.
Yes, are you a member of the Master Race? It is me.
I see you like to play Castlevania.
So I see you like to play Castlevania. What can I do for you?
Holy shit, wait. I got a shout out to... I wish I remembered the username on Twitter. I just retweeted it today, so if you follow me, just check it out. Someone's like, my dream job is to be the person that bakes chicken and hides it in the wall in Dracula's castle.
Castlevania wall chicken. There's gonna be lots of good games coming up as we go into the holiday season, but we're not there yet. We're at the tail end of summer. It's been a bunch of summer fun. Last time we had summer fun in speedruns. There's been more speedruns that I've been watching because in addition to the Games Done Quick speedrun event, which is in America, there is the European Speedrun Assembly that just ended last week. That was great. If you're a fan of maybe some more underground kind of speedrunning marathons, check that out. The VODs are all on Twitch.
Just to revisit that Twitter bit.
Yeah.
The user's name is Lil Helly with skulls on either side of it.
Lil Pump.
They're at hell_doe.
Nice.
What's my dream career? The guy who bakes chickens and hides them in the walls in Castlevania. Next question.
Speaking of dream careers.
I wanted to revisit the list thing.
Okay,
or
yeah.
Or the DJ bit, even. No, Marvel's Capcom Infinite.
Okay,
is
yeah.
Something that I'm very looking forward to because...
I'm interested.
I'm
interested in this.
Announced a lot of characters recently.
Yeah.
They're
like Frank West.
And Jedha.
Yeah.
From Darkstalkers.
Yeah.
I think X and Zero together will be in this.
Well, they have a lot of roster space to make up for because they were like X-Men X'd out.
Pretty
like,
much.
Like, I mean, oh, 86 the X-Men.
Yep.
Burp on me? No, they just burped on me.
It's all right.
I'm trying to clear my throat for the past, like, 12 minutes.
That's fine. So you're also into those games? Any other ones that you want in the pocket besides Marvel vs. Capcom? Anything else before we pull into the actual...
I'm gonna second Cuphead, just cause.
I mean, yeah, that's and just for those who are, like, all salty, they're like, PlayStation doesn't get Cuphead. You right, but if you have a PC...
It is PC.
You're on that PC, you can play with all your friends.
If you had a brain in your head, you'd have an Xbox.
Shot-shotted.
Just kidding.
Shoots fired.
PlayStation was my first. I have a street cred.
Nintendo Entertainment System was my first. What was your first, Tyler?
Nintendo Entertainment System.
Everybody remembers their first.
I really played my Game Boy a lot more than that, though.
Hey, speaking of that Nintendo Entertainment System, you got any news about that, you know...
Super Nintendo Entertainment System?
Yeah.
The Super Nintendo...
Yeah, let's pull into news here. So I wrote a big article the other day.
Is it about landings of trampolines?
Nope. Close, okay. Though. I was just doing an article about how Nintendo and Walmart are both incompetent, and these Walmart pre-orders that were up for the SNES Classic. If you heard about the SNES Classic, it's a Super Nintendo that's $80, that's 21 games, comes with two controllers. Walmart was like, hey, pre-order it. And then they came out and they're like, hey, that was a joke. Sorry, my bad. And then everyone was all super salty because there's a bunch of places that are supposedly doing stuff and they weren't. And then Nintendo came out with a statement, an official statement.
This one kind of hits close to home.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law, Trevor, ordered two of them because for whatever reason, Walmart had listed it as acceptable to order two. So he thought, well, I'm going to order one and then, you know, sell the other one or give it to somebody I like or, you know, whatever the case is.
Have you or your family members been scammed by Nintendo SNES Classic? Well, call Mario and Luigi Brothers. We'll help you out of money.
Sounds like you've been watching a lot of Rick and Morty.
It's yep. I have not seen the season 3 premiere. I've been slacking. Also, Nintendo has been slacking on knowing what the hell they're doing because they came out and they were like, "We official statement."
It's because they're too busy working on the first.
N64 too.
No, M-rated Switch game.
It's an anime game.
Binding
I'm sure.
Of Isaac.
No, it's an anime game.
They said, hey guys, we know you guys are really excited for this SNES Classic. So today we are announcing that you will be able to pre-order the SNES Classic on sometime later in this month.
But also, we're going to make a game with anime bubbies in it.
Yeah, that is a thing that came out. Is that Nintendo made? No.
No.
That's just some Japanese only. That's not a joke. There's some anime NSFW
I'm sure
work.
I've looked at it.
Yeah? I've looked at it.
That's
I'm
all
sure.
I do. I live in Tokyo. I can't help it.
That's all he does.
Ooh,
look at NSFW.
Tokyo.
So NSFW.
So Nintendo says that the SNES pre-orders will be sometime this month being August, but they have not put down a specific date. So keep refreshing your Amazon page. If you shop at Walmart, then it's your own fault. Let's just keep on rolling into things that Nintendo's fucking up. Pokemon Go. Now, this isn't Nintendo as much as it's Niantic.
Right.
But it's in the same vein. Do you guys like Go Pokemons? Are you still catching them all?
I do. I go... a lot.
It's been
a proxy year since the last time the Pokemon were released. When the Pokemon were last released into the virtual Earth, all the humans got out their telephones and they were attempting to catch them.
They were throwing them at them. Several days.
Then it kind of simmered down over the week. Just recently, Niantic was like, we're going to do a big-ass Pokemon event in Chicago. It's going to be downtown. All you guys can come. They sold out all the tickets, and there was going to be a big battle.
Those lucky bastards got a 100% catch rate within a two-mile radius of that festival.
Except when they got there, the check-in QR code wasn't working, which led some people to get a little suspicious of whether or not things were going to go well. Can you guys guess how things went?
Bad.
Poorly.
Very poorly. So much as so that the CEO or the creator or whoever
John
the hell,
Hankey.
Yeah, or he Hank. Came. He came out on the stage and the masses were chanting.
They were calling for his head.
Fix the game. I didn't know if they thought he was going to bust out a laptop right there and rewrite some code. here's two things, guys. A, if you take any thousands of cell phones and put them all in one block, that's going to kill cell phone reception.
So, real quick, interesting point because they wheeled in temporary towers from all the major carriers.
I didn't know that.
For that particular event. What ended up happening was it's speculated that it was actually the carrier's fault and not his.
Yeah.
But it's speculation because it could have been theirs because they didn't pay them enough or they negotiated a bad deal. Long story short, the towers didn't end up working as planned, which ended up causing all these issues.
Tons of people couldn't play the game. They were all there to catch a big old loogie in their mouth. And that's right. Right? Loogie?
Yeah, loogie.
Right.
They were going to catch loogie and Mario. And Luigi, and he wasn't there. And everyone was really sad.
And Arctic Tuna.
At the end of the day, everyone just went outside and hung out with a bunch of friends for no reason. And who likes doing
God.
That?
Pokemon Go away, more like it, right?
This is just a continuing issue for anybody who's played Pokemon Go. You know of all the times where you're like, I want to play this game. And they're like, no, you don't.
I mean, generally speaking, it seems like their roadmap is a little out of touch with the player base because, like, okay, yep. We had the Pokemon Go Fest and we got really dope rewards for a couple days. But the first day, everybody was like, so is it over at the end of the day? And then they're like, psych, it's for a week. And then by the end of the week, they were like, oh yeah, you can catch Articuno up to this point. But really, you can catch it for like another week. Like, they didn't communicate very well with the players. They also provided these boxes.
You're telling me Niantic isn't communicating with people? That's never happened.
Well, they also sold these boxes on the store that were just sort of like a little short-sighted. It's like, why? First of all, they're really expensive. Like, the top one is $12.
No.
And you just get a bunch of
shit,
like, max
that
potions
matter.
And max revives and, like, a couple incubators.
Wait.
Shut up.
You're telling me Pokemon Go is trying to nickel and dime people?
Well, of course they are, but, like, it was just
sarcasm.
I don't know. You can only shit on your fan base for so long before you have to start paying the popper.
Which is why I wanted to bring it up, because I was into it, and then I kind of stopped. And you guys have kind of still been playing. I know, Tyler, earlier you were trying to catch a Firebird.
Yeah, buddy.
Kevin, I don't know if you're still into it.
Well, I've been playing like crazy.
So it's been a year.
Mm-hmm.
A year later.
Mm-hmm.
Can we trade now? Can we trade yet?
No, but that is coming.
Can we battle yet?
No.
No, but that is coming.
How are the networking, besides this issue in Chicago, has it been better? Has it been
good?
It has
been same. Significantly better, in my experience.
Okay, so we got on both sides of the...
It's about the same.
We couldn't play last summer, and we can play now?
Yeah, but then again...
There were a lot of people there in that downtowns of
Chicago.
Willoughby.
Oh, yeah, Willoughby.
When we started.
Yeah.
Like, there were a lot of people playing that.
Regardless of your suburb, there was tons of people.
I didn't really have a whole lot of issue with that, though.
I did.
Oh. Yeah, mine was kind of okay in the beginning. I was just wondering how it's all matched up.
My guy still runs all the way around Cleveland by himself.
Hell yeah.
Just kind of sit there. Free walks, man. Free walks.
It's not, though, because I'm going too fast. Oh, I'm a passenger.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So that actually counts for no kilometers walked. I run around and can get those far away Pokestops, but no, I can't. I'm already gone.
That's why you need to get one of these bad boys.
I'm not about to spend $35.
Oh, yeah.
If you didn't hear that, because I don't think it was audible, that's a stupid Pokemon odometer. Hey, let's move off Pokemon Go, because we've been talking about this bullshit for 15 minutes, and I'm kind of over it.
Real quick, last thing I want to say about it is I haven't seen this kind of turnout since last summer when the game launched, but we are back to that.
That's a good point.
Caliber of players.
Well,
they definitely revitalized it with the gold and silver Pokemon release.
All the people I've met.
Everyone is very nice. You know, this is a class action lawsuit, right?
Oh,
yes.
Okay, so yeah, tell me about all this. Tell me about all what's going on.
The Pokemon Fest was a disaster.
Yeah, yeah.
So they gave everyone their money back.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that.
For and the said, tickets, they gave
like
them
Ultra Balls and shit too. Or Master Balls or something?
They gave them 100% catch rate on the rare Pokemon that they were promised.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And they gave everyone $100 worth of in-game currency.
Okay, that's worth it.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
That's quite a bit.
That's a big loss for them.
Sort of. I mean, they can just say virtual money. You have things now.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had to give all the money back for the tickets plus whatever they promotion. Yeah, you get it. Now, people are saying that's not enough. People have flown in from all around the world just to make this festival. They want their airfare reimbursed. They want their hotel charges reimbursed. They want all of their food and expenses to get in and around
Chicago.
Yeah, because
God forbid you go all the way to Chicago for a vacation.
There was some kid who flew in from Germany with no return ticket, and he paid $800 to fly in. For the Pokemon Go Fest? I mean, if you ask me, it's short-sighted.
That's why did you do that? Okay, they reimburse them with the ticket price. They reimburse them with excess stuff in-game and a catch rate. If your dumb ass traveled from another country without a return ticket and you want a Fortune 500 company to pay for your travel, I'm sorry, bud, but that's just not how the fucking world works.
Southwest Airlines? Yeah, will you take payment in Pokecoins?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
I'll trade you a Blissey.
Here's a pro tip. If you traveled more than 6 hours for that event, you're wasting your time. There's things going on outside. With things outside, let's continue into our next piece of news here.
He could have just flown his Lugia home.
Kevin's true fucking story, man. If you were thinking ahead, you would have gotten yourself a Firebird and hopped up.
Fucking deer. I'm sorry. That fucking deer is eating my plants.
Well, then tough shit.
Also attacking the cat that's out there.
So what we should do now is move on to Kevin's. You know, Kevin seems a little bit preoccupied with the deer in his house. It's not in his house. It's outside of his house. Titanfall 2 Horde Mode. Titanfall 2 is getting a free update, Horde Mode. It's co-op. It's going to be kind of just like your standard way of defense. But we all love Titanfall 2 and you run around on the walls and jump in the mechs and stuff.
And you got your auto-shooter pistol.
Yeah.
That breaks the game.
And that's free. It's going to be free. Kevin, do you know when it's coming out?
I believe it's within the next couple weeks. Also, yeah. Tyler, the auto shooter pistol is no longer a standard item.
It I know, like I played the game streak. With you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's now a bonus. It's like
a bunch of garbage. It's like the only reason I played the game.
It's like a power weapon now.
I couldn't, you know, I like that gun because I can't aim. I'm bad at aiming.
But that's the whole reason they took it out is because it was cheap as fuck. Let's move on from Titanfall 2. I'm over Titanfall 2 at this point. Horde mode's cool, so I'll probably revisit and give it a try then. But
it's very horde.
Good one. speaking of things that Kevin loves, Kevin's game of the year last year. Remember what it was, Kevin?
Super.
It was not super hot.
Stardew Valley.
Yeah, you remember that quick. Stardew Valley multiplayer beta. Do you want to just tell them?
Yeah, you can play multiplayer. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding. I'm
a little bit more than that.
So the character that you play as, if you do play with somebody who already owns and plays Stardew Valley, is a farmhand.
You can make three houses on your farm.
One of the in-game characters allows you to build a small cabin on the farm that already exists of your compatriot. And you work as a farmhand who can do everything that the main character can, including marry NPCs, mine, fight,
grow. It's going to be a great time.
I'm so psyched, dude.
Apparently it's in works right now. Should be 2018 or by the end of the year.
Valley.
This will be coming out on PC first. Consoles will get it later. In a surprise twist, the Nintendo Switch, the one with the online platform that is still in beta, they'll be getting the Stardew Valley co-op first. Stardew Valley is a good game for
if
that
it's
kind of
couch co-op. I could see that being a really good idea.
I was just gonna ask that.
Things that they are not working on right now is local multiplayer, split screen co-op. And PvP. Those are things that will not be included and are not being planned on. So right now this sounds like just you can go to this person's same farm and then you farm with them their stuff and then you fuck with their world and then that's kind of what you do. Oh, online.
You know that scene in
Brokeback Mountain,
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, where they're about to tear into that beautiful looking turkey?
Yeah.
And Chase Chevy takes his gun.
Heath Ledger.
His knife, and he goes to cut that thing and it just sprays hot air everywhere and collapses, and it's just it's just a rib cage.
I knew we left it in the oven too long.
Yes,
I love that scene in the tent.
Yeah, that's Nintendo. That is Nintendo every time. They give you this beautiful buttered ass turkey, and I'm Chevy Chase every time. And I look at this beautiful turkey that I'm about to serve to my friends, and I cut it open, and it just farts in all of our faces, and then we're stuck there eating dry-ass turkey.
Well, if you want real juicy turkey, you're going to have to go down to Real Juicy Turkeys R Us. I don't know where that's at. You'll have to find it on your own. 20 minutes deep. I feel like we've newsed them up enough, yeah?
Sure.
I feel like they know what we like in as far as news. Like it's August, guys. A lot of stuff is just we're just kicking off holidays here coming soon. September is really like the start of all the big releases. You'll have Destiny and all that kind of stuff. So a little bit of indie stuff here. There was some releases though. There have been some we can call them mainstream if you want the big releases of those. Kevin, I don't want to talk about this one for too long because I feel like it's something that both you and I have only played a few hours of, and I know that for a fact. Fortnite. As Epic Games likes to call it, $40 beta. No, that's what I like to call it. Fortnite is a game where you get in with your friends and you can build a fort. It's like tower defense mixed with Gears of War 4's Horde mode.
Yep.
Essentially, if you took Gears of War 4's Horde mode, put the Sunset Overdrive style on top of it, and then instead of just being able to put down like turrets and stuff, you can build walls.
The way I've been describing it is
menu simulator.
If Borderlands,
yes, I can see that, Diablo or something.
If Borderlands and Minecraft had a baby with Gears of War,
yeah.
Why do you say Minecraft? Why not? Why wouldn't you say Rust or?
Yeah, I guess the Arc. Prefab thing.
Really, like, the only thing that it has in combination or in comparison to Minecraft is that you use a big ass pickaxe to hit things.
I disagree. Right. The only thing it has in common with those other games you mentioned are the prefab buildings.
What, Gears 4?
No, with Rust, Ark, etc.
Oh, I didn't mention any of those.
I know.
Those are him. I don't really play those games. Those are more your games. I'm not a huge fan of survival stuff. You are. Let's talk about. We'll do this real quick because we'll just ramble. Two things that are bad about it and two things that are good about it. One apiece. Tyler, you played a little bit yet?
I only played the tutorial. I can't say what's good or bad.
Okay. You can probably comment on a few of the things that I'll say at least.
Okay.
Because I've only played a little bit further than that. Essentially, like one set of missions and then up to my base. And I think that's about what the same that Kevin has done, right? So, Kevin, what's one thing you like about this game? Not too broad. Give it a good.
One major thing I like about this game is the combat. Okay. It feels really well fleshed out, and I feel like a badass without feeling overpowered. The downside to that is that the game itself is really convoluted. Like
glad you said that.
The menus, like you said, the menus are ridiculously complicated. The upgrading system, the schematics, and all that stuff. Just needlessly in depth, and quite frankly, the amount of materials you need in a lot of cases is a barrier to entry.
Here's what I'll say. Pro, it does have some charm. It has some style. I like the kind of world it's going for. You know, it doesn't hit it as directly as like Sunset Overdrive or something like that does, but I like the cartoonish charm.
I can second that.
Yeah, okay. It's got a good art style, is
it
what
does.
I'll say. Let's just talk about this menu shit. I don't, if you haven't played this yet, I don't think we can under exaggerate just how many menus there are. There is about, I think, 12 skill trees. I've upgraded things like my offense and my fortitude. I don't even know what the hell that does.
Now, this is something I actually looked into before I got into the game.
Because yeah.
Skill trees are what I do.
Yeah.
And it's what I'd like to do for a living.
Yeah.
There are 5 skill trees. There's 1 core. There are 4, for, 1 for each class.
Okay, makes
so
sense.
So you can spec into one and gain benefits for said class. But in doing that, you pretty much shut yourself out of another class that you want to play.
Yeah, they don't really do a good job of... The fact that you had to explain that to me is what I'm saying. It just says right. Skill tree 1 out of 4 or whatever.
So conveyance is poor there, yes.
Yeah, thank you.
But at the same time, they did a pretty good job... about halfway through making it so that if you really aren't digging what you're doing, you can move up or down. And generally that puts you into general or one other class that you might want to play.
So it's worthwhile saying that this game is, there's multiple heroes that you can unlock. They'll have different kind of play styles, but there's certain classes like of constructors that you can build a little bit quicker. There's people who are more gunplay oriented, people who are more about running around and being able to move quicker. This is a game that's way better with multiple people.
Yes. This is a game you really, I get very, very bored playing alone.
Yeah. So I will say my positive is the art style, and then my negative is the
lack of single
lack
player.
Of conveyance. Okay. I would say that because single said, player, like we just said, is it's almost not even worth it.
That being said, they do a really good job with matchmaking. My only concern is with this is more community oriented rather than developer.
I think the complete opposite, actually.
I thought their matchmaking was pretty good.
My complete problem with the matchmaking is that in a year down the line,
yeah,
or maybe say 6 months after it's free to play, you can't just search for any open mission. You can only search for the mission that you're on from
That's
as far
true.
As I saw. So what? So say
That's
you're playing
point.
This in 2019. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to solo everything, go in with a group, or what? Just expect that there's going to be somebody on your... I would have no
right.
problem with it if you could just do anything within this act, because it's kind of broken up into different areas.
Yeah.
I would be okay with any mission that takes place on this area. But the fact is like, if you're on mission 2, you're going to enter a lobby and people just join, or you start solo, and that's it. I mean, I got matched up with people quick. But if there's nobody there who's also searching for that level at the same time, you're kind of shit out of luck.
I'm really concerned about the end game, too. I feel exactly. like it's built right now in such a way that they don't really have an idea for end game. And so you work your way through all these convoluted missions to try to get legendary schematics, and then what? You know what I mean?
You like, complete those schematics, and you have legendary things for what?
Exactly.
I mean, I got you.
This is my biggest issue with the game, and I'll just say it because the game is so convoluted that I have a million issues within it. The core gameplay itself is fun.
Yeah.
What's not fun is that there's 7 different kinds of XP. If you get that weapon,
what?
There's schematic XP to upgrade your schematics. There's hero XP to upgrade your heroes. There's survivor XP to upgrade the survivors who only give you passive bonuses.
Weapon XP.
There is defender XP, weapon XP. These are all, and then there is also a menu for each of those.
Yep.
It's been several times where I'll finish a mission and be like, okay, I spent all my XP. Go check my resources. And they're like, you have 300 XP for this. Here's another problem. When you do these loot llamas, what they call, they're pinatas, you hit them open, they're like any loot crate. You get so much stuff, and you have that, oh, cool, I got a purple weapon. But it's a schematic. You still have to craft it.
Right.
And unless you know by the icon what it is during a match, you're going to have to wait until you're out of match, go onto that very specific schematic, look at what the crafting is, and then remember it and go out into the world. That's my biggest issue, because you said combat is cool, which I think combat's cool, but I have a rare shotgun, and I've just used that. I do not use anything besides that. I have a million legendaries. I have so many unlockable things, but I don't change it because there's no reason to. Changing things to their best, you know, oh, putting all of my best stuff on there right now is no different than taking my worst things, like the worst survivors, worst defenders, and everything, and put... I don't see any difference. I'm sure when Endgame comes around, it will matter, but at that point, it's so convoluted and so weird that I feel like I'm just going to have to grind for crafting materials. I feel like this game is one of those games that was a really good idea, and then they just added 5 steps for no reason.
I really want to like this game, and from what I hear, there were some bumps along the way in development, mainly that they were acquired by a Chinese company called Tencent, who does a lot of MMOs and gacha games over there.
Yeah.
And they included the loot llama system, which I feel like with how much this game relies on that loot llama mechanic, I feel like it would be a completely different game without it. So I almost feel like they had to shoehorn in those weird schematic and experience-based concepts. And that's why they're not very well implemented, is because I don't feel like they were tested very well.
I'm going to say one thing before we move off of Fortnite. Tyler, actually, you say whatever you guys say first.
Okay. There's a better way to do multiple XPs. It all contributes to one base level.
Yeah.
And you can spend it as you will. Or it gives you 1 point in each, and then you go spend them as they come in all at once.
Yeah.
And you could also streamline the skill trees by just making... If you're insisting upon having 7 different XPs and 7 different menus for those XPs, just make 7 different skill trees for each one.
Not only is there that,
a little more skill,
but there's research skill trees, which you put in points, and then you have to wait until you get the research points out of it. So you're gonna have to go in, and even if you're trying to remember all the XPs and what they're there for, yeah, you're also gonna have to remember to go in and get your research points. Here's the thing is, I'm not being... We play these games early sometimes. We get time, and I play games very quickly because I review them. A90sKid.com, what's up? But I'm not lying when I say that you, Kevin, and I, and like Tyler said, you've only done the tutorial, which is still like a mission or two.
Yeah.
We've done like 3 or 4 missions. I should not have over 130 items at this point. I'm an hour into the game. I don't need... literally 7. I have like 4 dupes at this point.
I also feel like I'm still stuck in the tutorial, and I've been playing this game probably longer than both of you.
Yeah,
combined. Now, this sounds an awful lot like the problem with Dungeon Defenders.
I think, yeah.
It's similar, but it's actually the Terraria offshoot thing.
You have
to defend the Eternity Crystal. So, like, you have a whole bunch of heroes that are working together with tower defense elements. But, like, every enemy you kill drops a piece of loot, drops a piece of gear. If it's blue or below, you throw it away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you want to read all these things. We don't know what's what yet.
Oh, and I don't know if you guys have gotten this far yet, but this is something that might be interesting to you, and then we can move on. In addition to all of the crap that you were just mentioning, there is a collection book. Did you get that far?
I didn't even unlock that.
There's
I
a collection book. When you recycle items, it asks you if you would rather... Well, it doesn't ask you if you'd rather add them to the collection book, and then, of course, take you to the collection book. It goes, these have not been added to your collection book. That's it. Are you sure you want to recycle them? Yes or no? If no, you then have to navigate to your collection book, find the item, add it to the collection book. It kills it anyway. Like, it gets rid of the item.
Yeah.
And then you go back and you recycle.
There's so a whole lot of extra steps that are unnecessary.
It's way too bloated.
Here's what I'm saying.
They could patch this out, and it can be an amazing game. They just really need to get some balls and do it.
Here's what I'll say, and until I play more of it and understand exactly what the hell's going on, I am going to say this is 100% my feeling. Don't buy it. Don't buy it.
It's a cash grab up front.
It's going to be free to play. It's literally a closed beta. It says that when you start the game. You can wait until it's actually released. It's going to be free to play. That way, if you hate it, you can play this tutorial missions, get confused, and uninstall it. If you're into it, you can continue through and see if it's something you like without having to throw down all of the money.
Let idiots like me slog through this crap to make the game a better experience for the people who were patient enough.
I'll still play it a teeny bit. But I said this to my friend Zach the other night. I was like, you want to play some League of Legends? And he's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm shooting some guys in Call of Duty 4 Remastered. And he's like, I thought you got Fortnite. And I'm like, I did. If that doesn't tell you, I'm playing a Call of Duty game from Xbox 360 that I've beaten 4 times, I believe, instead of the new Fortnite game. It speaks for itself. More from you guys. Tyler, Kevin, y'all like Overwatch. I like Overwatch as well, but I'm not into it as much. Doomfist is not voiced by Terry Crews. We did that bit last time, but how does he play?
He's a blast.
We know that he's heavy offense. We talked about that last time. Have you guys gotten any hands-on time with him now that he's out?
I've gotten fists on time.
Thank you. Oh, that was a setup and a dunk. What's
kind of like Azalt, huh?
Yay!
We got jokes. Dunked it, grabbed it from underneath the net, and dunked it again.
You were the mascot. Remember when I said at the beginning there was a comedy show? We got jokes.
We got We got the games out of the way. Let's get to some comedy.
He's got two dunks. He's got an uppercut and then a slam. These are your bumper buttons.
Yeah.
He's got a full an automatic
shift and E for those of you playing on PC.
Right. Thank you.
Fucking scub. Scrub, I meant. Scub. Oh. Everyone call it Scububus.
Yeah, pointing at
I got
something.
A new sticker for my PC. It's pretty great, and it just totally relates to the situation.
Jesus Christ, glorious PC gaming race, and there's a Zeus-looking figure with his arms crossed, look like he just injected 14 mg of steroid juice into his butt crack. Doomfist. So he has his uppercut, his downer cut, and he's got some shooters.
An automatic reloading shotgun on his left hand, and he's got the mega fist.
Hell yeah.
The Fist of Doom.
Let me just say, the shotgun is so much fun. Like, just seeing these little knuckles, like, kick back when he shoots, it seems like the most ineffective thing ever, because it's just his fist, and he just sits there like this the whole time with it sticking out like he's about punches. To nuts you. He's give you some nuts.
It looks dumb, but at the same time, it shoots really fast, does a lot of damage.
Yeah.
If there's anything I know about these kind of games, hero-based games, at least from League of Legends, what Riot has taught me, is that they're always OP in the beginning.
He's not. Really well-balanced.
They gave some good time in that public beta or whatever, right?
The test realm?
Yeah.
His HP is right where it should be for a melee-heavy assassin. He can build his own shields, so he can stay in the fray a little longer. But he is squishy.
You know how
squishy
gets in there.
You know how characters like McCree require a pretty good level of skill to execute properly. Like, you need to know when and how to use your flashbang, and then use your alt fire to unload on him, and then you roll.
You just
and then
left
you alt
click,
fire
E shift, right click, and you win.
He's wrong.
You gotta learn how to tell time analog.
Nonetheless. Doomfist plays very much like McCree, in my opinion.
I was just going to ask.
In that it requires a decent idea of planning before you go in, You also have to execute your moves in accordance to your stun, in a lot of cases, which is your charge move.
Oh, yeah. He punches like in a straight line and kinda flies
like
forward like Vi.
Like Vi from League of Legends.
Except when he makes contact, he stuns.
Last question on Doomfist. We got a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
At least here on the top end of the show. Is he going to replace any characters in the overall meta, or is he just like an addition to the team?
You know, the beautiful thing about Overwatch is that there are the best characters right now, but every character is still viable.
Yeah, I'm consistently astounded with how well Blizzard does adding these characters and still keeping the meta pretty level.
Right now, I wouldn't count him in, but at the same time, I wouldn't count him out.
He doesn't have a place at the table, I would say.
Everyone's got to learn him.
He's certainly in the room.
Before we move on to some inky goodness in competitive, I believe you were playing the MOBA that just disappeared, reappeared, then reappeared again, known as Gigantic. You had something you wanted to talk about that.
How is that?
Sure.
If you want to keep it brief as we are ramping.
It's a funny story.
Yeah, tell us the last.
Keep it small. Not...
keep it tight.
So the love story filled with heartbreak that is Gigantic for those that...
yes, that's accurate.
Yeah, for real. I was like, that we're looking like, forward to this. This is gonna dethrone League.
I wanted it to so bad, but so I tried to play this game on my PC a week ago, and I logged in and I downloaded and then I patched, and it turns out I'm banned.
What? Wait,
for,
what?
Okay, just I really want to say real quick. You guys only know Tyler from the show, but Tyler is not one of those kids who's gonna, you know, /all chat flame. Tyler is somebody who only does that when he gets really, really upset.
He flames himself and like the room around him. Not even the people in the room.
I'm just saying, if you took our entire friend group and picked who was going to get banned first, Tyler would be at the ass end of that list. So how in the hell did Gigantic, which is arguably a little bit less, I would say, I guess I don't know because I don't play it, but I would feel like in the beginning stages they wouldn't be so harsh on the community.
Right.
How the hell did you get banned?
That's a really good question.
Did you get
Matt.
Suspended or banned?
Perma banned.
What the?
What?
Why are you banning people who actually want to play this game?
My email has been placed on a blacklist.
What the fuck?
I have email evidence of this.
Tyler's in there hacking the fucking server.
Here's the thing. Remember when this came out in alpha?
Yeah.
And a lot of people were given access to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I played it then.
So did I.
So
for like a second.
Right, right. Just me as well. I would say I played it for maybe 2-3 days.
Yeah.
A couple hours each day.
Give it a go and
I don't think I even got to an online match. Then I put it down just the same time everyone else did.
Yeah.
I didn't go back to it until last week.
And you...
I'm not sure how I got permabanned, but it's got to be something to do with Perfect World picking it up because it...
Let's get this trending on Twitter, guys. Hashtag free gigantic Tyler.
Free gigantic. Free gigantic Tyler's, Tyler.
Free Tyler's gigantic. No, that's it. That's it. The awkward pause is supposed to be where the reader is like, wait, what?
Now,
did you reach out to Nintendo? Probably did this, yeah.
No,
I just assume
they gave you that big honking turkey.
So I reached out to Perfect World, and the only thing that Perfect World has worked on that I have played otherwise is Neverwinter,
which is pretty solid.
Yeah, and I played to level 15, and then I stopped, and I would like to get back into it. It's a good D&D MMO that is kind of boring.
What did they say?
They said your account has been permabanned for illegal activity, including but not limited to purchasing gold from third parties. I'm like, could you explain to me how my inactive account for over a year purchased gold and I didn't see it on a credit statement?
I don't even have gold in my account.
I haven't played your game in 2 years.
Well, guess what, guys? Perfect World,
it's an MMO that starts over, isn't it?
Turns out it's not so perfect.
Or it's a MOBA. Like,
wait. They said you bought gold in gigantic.
That's what I'm saying.
It's,
how could you buy gold in gigantic?
You can't.
You have to start over with the same monies. Ooh, I got mad.
Perfect World is,
maybe you bought gold in Neverwinter?
So gigantic is probably not going to be around for a while. Well, we'll get back to that. Maybe I'll give it a go. Gigantic's okay. It's like free to play. Fucking get it if you want.
I'm pretty upset with them. I don't think I'm going to play it.
Yeah,
you've been peddling that skooma.
That's Elder Scrolls Online.
Would you like to buy my skooma?
Don't get gigantic.
I feel like that's probably in D&D too, like spice or weed. Weed in D&D is.
Speaking of massive amounts of weed, Splatoon 2. This game is played by either children or people that are very high or Tyler. I'm just giving you guys shit. I never played the original Splatoon. I know my little brother picked this up. I know you, Tyler, picked this up. I know many people have picked this up. I never played the first, so I have no basis of comparison, but I hear it's a little bit better. All I know is mayo versus ketchup or some shit right now?
The Splatfest is mayo versus ketchup, yes.
Okay, I know there's a single-player campaign.
Yes, and it's pretty good.
Thank you. This is what I want to hear about. Tell me, is it mission-based?
It is.
Okay.
You have individual kettles you move to. You have to find them.
Okay.
They're all individual. They're like, they're all invisible, not individual. They're invisible.
Invisible kettles.
Yes. You have to find them and ink them, and then you can get in them and do the mission.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
How long are missions? Quick bite-sized?
They could go anywhere from... I mean, they're timed. Not like if you run out of time. Like, at the end, it gives you a time.
Okay.
I think the longest one I ever did was 17 minutes.
That's pretty good time.
The lowest one I ever did was 2.
It sounds like it's good bite-sized little things, but the question I have is... Do you know how many missions there are, or is it gonna be a?
Well, I'm on.
I doubt that the single player campaign was the focus, is what I'm saying. But how long?
You'd think that because the last time it was not the focus, and everyone blew right through it.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't even touch it, and it didn't matter.
Yeah.
Now I'm on world 3 of, I'm pretty sure, 5, and
having a good time.
Having a great time.
Have you touched online?
Yeah. I'm like level 7. I'm just trying to get to the end of that. That story, because you get some cool unlocks for
that
you can take into multiplayer.
I think something smart they did was take what worked in the first game and put it in the second one.
Usually that's...
Yeah, and they took out the OP stuff.
Oh, did they?
Yeah,
like
the
what?
Squid. You can't super squid and be invulnerable anymore. That was a thing.
Top tier strats for your MLG Splatoon gameplay. The general act of splatting your nearest child friend...
with your ink? Is it still fun? Is it still, to this day?
Absolutely.
Because they haven't changed really any, like the base core gameplay, they haven't really changed.
No, everything's the same. You got your paint roller.
It's not like quicker or more.
I would say it's a little bit quicker.
Okay, because that's what I would expect.
How? It's, yeah, it's tighter.
In a game, nice. In a game where paint coverage is your main objective, how do you justify things like sniper rifles?
Yeah. Well, what
I
if
know
you,
that's a thing in the game.
Okay, here's I'm painting a scenario for you. So you go and you get you're getting your house, your garage painted, right? And you're doing it, and then you're like, shit, it's done. I paid the men or the women who have done it. They're driving away in their car. Oh my god, they missed a spot. Not even close. From the car, the window comes down. 50 cal. You duck. Giant paint bullet over your head. Dead shot. Hits that spot they missed. That's the only usable reason that you'd have a sniper rifle that shoots paint, unless you're a paintball guy. But utilitarian-wise, I could
sure
see...
those are all sniper rifles.
Paintball guys?
Yeah, I guess you're right. No, I mean, not snipers, but you have to have some sort of accuracy.
I don't remember when paintball was a thing, like... There were these triggers that you could hold down that would, like,
squid
they would
now.
Just barf out, like, 4,000 paintballs a second or something, just in case you wanted to
the small
chew through
guns.
Your friend's body with a
sidebar
small rubber paint
before we
balls.
Move on from Splatoon 2. I saw a video on the internet. Airsoft is a thing. People are super into it. I'm sure you knew this in paintball times. You have paint grenades and stuff. This guy made, I guess it's regulated, it's okay, but it's a fucking flashbang. And like, he was at a kid's birthday party, or he was like at some casual fight at like a new place, and like, he just tosses the flashbang, and it doesn't actually flashbang, it just makes a loud noise and, you know, makes you go like, whoa, what? And then he just like runs to the base and like, you know, shoots five dudes, like, you're throwing bombs? He's like, it's a flashbang, dude. It's like a can full of like marbles.
He just takes a camera, like a camera flash. And just chucks it and goes,
bang! But I love the idea that you have all these dudes who are like in fucking army gear and they have their camo on.
They're
and
their
you throw a
camo.
Fucking aerosol can at them with that pops with like a marble and they shit their pants. Like, what are you doing? You fucking put your clothes and your gay little replica pistols down. If you can't stand a jump scare in your safe space, you snowflake. I'm just kidding.
All of a sudden, we're in InfoWars.
No, but actually, the funniest thing is people who play Airsoft like that much are probably do watch InfoWars. Nothing against people who play Airsoft. I have myself. But all I'm saying is don't get too into it.
I used to play Airsoft a lot.
Don't get too into paintball. Don't take it too seriously. Also, don't take Splatoon too seriously. It sounds like it's a fun time.
It's a game that was made for 7-year-olds that adults play. Just like
Pokemon.
No, no.
I know.
Call of Duty was made for adults that 7-year-olds play.
Very true.
I know people of Tokyo and China and, you know.
Yeah. Them Eastern countries.
They love Splatoon.
I mean, it's one of those games where we talked about this last time, or maybe the time before. It's very hard to find a mascot character, a game that is universally loved and it represents something that is, I guess, carefree and not controversial enough that you can put it as a Nintendo like mascot. Like Mario, there's nothing bad you can pull from Mario. Okay, fuck off. I mean, there's tons of bad things you pull from Mario, but what I'm saying is
yeah,
Splatoon.
Like his face at the beginning of Mario 64.
Splatoon 2 is a good time. The Splat Inkling kids look like they're having fun, and I'm sure Nintendo will continue this franchise and run it into the ground like they do with every franchise.
Kevin, did you mention Tokyo?
Not yet. No. What we're gonna have to do? Is we're gonna have to pay the bills. It's Tyler's favorite part of the show.
The best part of the show. The part where I don't talk.
Pokemon noise. This episode and most episodes are brought to you by Audible.com. Audible is an Amazon company. It's the leading provider of audiobooks on this or any other internet. If you guys want, go to audibletrial.com/SGC64 and you can get a free audiobook today. No strings required. It's like one of your Netflix or your HBO Go subscriptions. You give them your credit card. They give you a free month, which is equal to a free audiobook. You download the audiobook, you cancel it, and there you go. Now you have a free audiobook. The cool thing is, though, it's not just a list that you have to pick from. The list you have is the entire library. There's so many great books We've mentioned a few before. If you boys over there have any ideas, real quickly, and you want to throw one out, go ahead. I have a very specific one, but, just so you can understand, here's a bunch of great books you can get. Quickfire, Tyler.
Now, I am in the middle of a Game of Thrones, the beginning of the Song of Ice and Fire.
Those are about 40 hours a piece.
Yep.
I usually would say cost.
I am at hour 22.
Usually about 30, 40 bucks.
Fun fact. Pop. 37 nice of those 40 hours are, describing food.
Yeah, I mean, that's a real big thing George R. likes to do, talk about his pig roast, but you can get it for free.
I just want to mention that that's really not the case. It's about 5%, which is still a lot of book.
He does write a few paragraphs about some food.
But the dude knows. Have you seen him?
But
definitely looks like he's enjoyed a lamprey pie or two.
But if you're into the Game of Thrones and you've been watching season 7 and you really want to see what happens next, that book's not out yet, but you can you can read all the other books. And like we said, these are $30-$35 books, 40 hours long. You can get one for free. Kevin, give me a title.
I've been reading Norse Mythology by Neil Gaiman.
You can also get American Gods by Neil Gaiman. That is a full cast production, a $40 book in it. If you like the Starz show, that's the book version, and it's free. You can get that if you get
You got horns, you got firemen, you got Nosferatu.
I love when Tyler does this.
Joe Hill.
When Tyler does this, he sounds like he's on QVC.
I mean, it is ad roll. All the Joe Hill books, all the Stephen King books, all the Harry Potter books, all of your top selling authors, you have
they can be yours for only $214.
$0.
14 payments of $19.99.
$0. It'll take you about 30 seconds. If you have an Amazon account already, even easier. Guys, this isn't a joke. All the top sellers, if you are standing in Barnes & Nobles or you're standing in some sort of bookstore right now and you're like, I can get this book, you can literally get it for free. Audibletrial.com/SGC64. Get them read to you by delicious and nutritious, great storyteller readers. The one that I am pushing right now, guys, y'all saw it. Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con. They had the Ready Player One trailer, and everyone was freaking out about all there's Iron Giant. Whoa, there's the Akira motorcycle with Hello Kitty. Oh, Back to the Future. What if I told you can read that book, but instead of reading it, the beautiful and nerdy Will Wheaton will take you on a great pop culture adventure, 16 hours long, and you can get it for the low price of $0. Go to audibletrial.com/SGC64. You're listening to the podcast. You know you're going to see the movie. Why don't you hear what the whole entire novel is read by one of your favorite persons, Will Wheaton. That's the $0.
You know, he presents a real... He does a real good show on that Geek & Sundry Network.
Yeah.
I'd listen to that book. I might do that tomorrow.
I bought it. I got it with one of my Audible credits. You 100% should. I have listened to it twice. It is one of my favorite audiobooks to ever have heard. Kevin, do you have anything to say before we close out the Audible thing?
If any of you guys, if you ever guys read Game of Thrones, come talk to me, because it's lonely being the one who's only read them.
You can hear all of our Twitters and stuff at the end of the show. Kevin's really sad and wants to talk about Game of Thrones with somebody.
No, he wants to talk about physically reading the massive tomes that are...
I mean, it could also be listening to. I don't care.
The Song
I
of
just
Ice
want
Fire.
Somebody who also knows a lot about Game of Thrones. Like,
this is a good time to also mention that a lot of these, if not all of them, are unabridged versions. So reading the audio or hearing the audiobook is not going to give you any less info or less content than actually reading the book would. It is purely a preferential thing. And in the days where we are constantly doing so many things at once, it's always good to pop in those earbuds, turn on that stereo, and hear a delicious fictional universe, or non-fictional if that's what you're into, read to you by great readers. So audibletrial.com/SGC64. That's audibletrial.com/SGC64. There's no obligation. You do have to have a credit card. You sign up, get a free audiobook. It's on us, and it also helps the show. Speaking of the show, let's go back. Thanks, Audible. We're back, guys.
You know, I got a little bit of a rumor.
Yeah.
I just want to throw it out there. I've been approached by a representative
on the street
of a major company that used to sponsor us.
Okay.
They deal in foodstuffs.
Yeah.
Foodstuffs. How can I put this?
Does it start with what letter does the food start with?
Starts with R. It starts with R.
Is it allyourracenews.com?
It's allyourracenews.com.
Allyourracenews.com, guys. The Audible sponsor. The sponsor that was never really a sponsor, but is still now a sponsor. Go to all your. I actually got the real sponsor mixed up for a second. Allyourracenews.com. And you can order, I think what they have a special on 46-pound bags of wild rice with actually wild animals inside the rice bag. It's like a cereal thing, you know? Like, you're like, oh, I'm gonna get Lucky Charms.
Get yourself a free badger.
Yeah. It's just, you know, you're looking for that spoon that changes colors when you dip it in the cold milk. Well, then you have a fucking rabid badger that's in your rice. And then you get to pick out its droppings and stuff. That's not a real site. But if you do want to buy allyourricenews.com and give me the domain, reach out to me at sgc64mail@gmail.com. let's move on to actual games, guys. We are at the 55-minute mark. We have a few things we want to talk about here. Tyler, I've been playing a lot of virtual reality.
Okay.
And I'm going to do that quick fire.
Okay.
But before we do, I feel like there's been some mobile games that we've been not talking about. I know that Kevin, you talked about Reigns last time, Devolver Digital. I picked that up. I wrote an article about it. Article is titled, If You've Used Tinder, You Can Play This Game, or You Can Play Reigns, game about ruling kingdoms on a90skid.com. Go and read it. It's a great time. Tyler, you're the indie guy. You're not the indie. Well, I mean, you are the indie guy, but you're also the mobile guy. What kind of games? Do you have any games to recommend? Anything you want to talk about?
I mean, I'm a huge fan of Supercell right now with their Clash Royale.
Ooh, everyone loves some Clash Royale.
Yeah.
Anything new, or have you just been really digging it?
For mobile?
I mean, you've been playing Clash Royale, but what is it? You've been playing Clash Royale for a while.
I would say so, yeah.
Is it just you still playing it? Is there anything new, like an update or anything?
They come out with new cards every now and again. Just added one new card that was pretty interesting.
Fuck yeah, what does it do?
It sends a cannon out on a cart.
Cannons are good.
It's like it's run by goblins underneath.
Yeah.
It's what it looks like anyway. Because it like homing heat sinks onto something and then starts blasting the hell out of them.
And it has like a health shield. There are some units in that game that have an initial health bar that has to be chewed through before their actual health bar is destroyed and it kills them.
It's good to see that Clash Royale is still doing well. It's been out for quite some time at this point.
They're still developing and they're still doing a really great job.
Everyone likes to kind of rip on that just as much as they like to rip on Minecraft and stuff. But when it comes down to successful things that are long running, you can't deny that Clash Royale's got some legs. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Very true.
Anything else that you had mentioned something like a new game or something?
The card thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there's a series, I'm not sure which came first, but there's a card game called Star Realms.
Doesn't sound familiar to me, so maybe this is
first. I'm losing it here because I think the publisher is Epic. That's what they call it, is Epic.
Okay. It don't matter.
So they came out with Star Realms, and they came out with Hero Realms, which is like a fantasy version of the Star Realms. They're deck builder games where the object is to defeat your opponent, reduce them to zero life. It's kind of like Magic, if Magic was a deck builder, without building your own deck.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're releasing a Magic the Gathering style Realms-esque. It's the world and factions that they've built.
There's so many fucking card games nowadays.
Oh yeah,
I just remembered the Elder Scrolls Legends that was on. I was going to download that on my mobile device, and then
I totally forgot about a card thief. You would love this game. So
he says that pointing at Kevin.
Is this that one that's like solitaire?
Yes, it's a stealth solitaire.
Yes, I've heard of this.
Where you play this bird man who just sneaks through and steals stuff and has to get away.
I believe Justin talked about this on Besties back in May or June.
Oh, it looks so good. I downloaded it.
It does sound like quite a bit of fun.
When are they making Solitaire Remastered?
Every year.
Do you know what would be sick? A sick remaster? 4K fucking Space Cadet Pinball?
Yo, I got a couple mobile games if you're done. I don't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, why don't you throw one out in the if Tyler thinks of a new one?
No, okay. We're good.
One I noticed on the App Store. I'm not sure, Matt, you would mostly be interested in this. I think it was called Space of Pen and Paper. It's another pen and paper game, but it's sci-fi instead of Knights. Knights of Pen and Paper.
Because I have been playing Knights of Pen and Paper 2 quite a bit. Is this FTP or is this one of the?
I believe it's FTP.
Okay.
The second thing, Tyler will be into this one.
Tyler loves Knights of Pen and Paper.
I do.
Tyler will very much be into this one because I know we've talked about it before.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a Burrito Bison app, which is awesome. It's even better than the web browser version of this game.
I don't believe you.
Just to give you an idea, Burrito Bison is like launch the turtle and
learn to fly.
Learn to fly and launch the stick man or whatever the hell it is. It's one of those launch games, but it's also... I mean, it's very fun.
So here's what I'll say real quick about the pen and paper space thing. It is called Galaxy of Pen and Paper. Unfortunately, though, it is made by a other company. It's called Behold Studios. Knights of Pen and Paper was made by Paradox, and unfortunately, it looks like this is kind of they were going for that. They were hoping people would remember Knights of Pen and Paper and buy it. It's $5. Apparently, people are not enjoying it as much as Knights of Pen and Paper.
So, I just glanced it. Sorry for the
What that does give us is another excuse to tell people to go play Knights of Pen and Paper 2. It is free to play.
It is quite a bit of fun.
It is a great time. If you like Knights of Pen and Paper 2, Knights of Pen and Paper 1 is just as good, and it's only like $3. But yeah, it's a great game.
Oh, I forgot. I had one more.
Go for it.
Egg Inc.
Egg Inc.? What is that about?
It is an incremental game in which you create chickens and harvest their eggs.
In the beginning of the game, do you start with a chicken?
To create chickens.
No, that's what I'm saying, but what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Chicken comes first.
That's not how life works.
But it's called Egg Inc., so maybe the egg comes first?
I downloaded a calculator app, but it's also a game called Calculator the Game. It's a puzzle game with math and calculators. If you know me, you know that I'm not good at math, but I like puzzle games, so it's like a double challenge for me. I was sitting there and I was really lamenting on myself, and I was like, how can I make my life worse? Let's make a puzzle game about math. So I downloaded that. I was, you know, having one of those fever dreams about Math Blaster 6th grade. I know you all have those deep in the night. You're thinking about Math Blaster 6th grade, the little alien.
That game.
You guys are still here. What's up? I've been having a rough week because what I've been doing with my week is before I move on, any mobile games?
Yes.
Go, Tyler.
Here the Skyrim.
Regale.
I'm sorry. Elder Scrolls.
Elder Scrolls Legends Skyrim Heroes, thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically looks like Hearthstone but with Skyrim characters.
I hear it's Hearthstone but more basic, which is great because
how's that possible?
I love Hearthstone, but I was really good until it got more difficult. And I think because Hearthstone has multiple classes,
really good
and then you build.
It.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. It was really good until I sucked. You have to build classes, or there's different classes you can play as. I think that this is going to be a rough comparison for those who haven't played it, but I think the Skyrim game is like Hearthstone, but more basic, kind of like Gwent, where it's not tied to a specific.
So you're saying it's Hearthstone?
Hearth Gwent.
But the.
Gwent Heart. Gwent Stone.
But Gwent Stone.
Featuring Skyrim. Featuring Dovahkiin.
Dovahkiin?
Dude, if I had a fucking ice cream place, I would immediately make an icy cone called Dovahkiin. And then as soon as they're like, can I get a one Dovahkiin? I'd yell at them. That's the joke. I'll be here all week.
I love it. Just like a big waffle cone.
And then I yell. Yeah.
And you just yell into it and you give it to them.
Yeah. And I'm just like, this is great! And then they're like, oh, what is that one? I haven't heard that one yet. Guys, mobile games are fun because they're games we can play in our hand.
You don't say.
And in this world where there's always, your hands are full. What if you could imagine a world where sometimes you don't even have hands? But if you do, they're empty.
Imagine a world completely handless.
You're gonna be imagining a lot of worlds because I've been playing a lot of PlayStation VR. Gotta give credit to my buddy Zach. Zach, he hooked me up. He let me borrow his PSVR because that shit's expensive and I don't got that kind of money.
Just remembering your Batman video.
Yeah, I did. If you want to go on YouTube, go to our YouTube channel. We did post a video. It's called Batman Arkham VR, except Batman's a complete ass. It's very accurate to how I play those games. I also posted one on our Facebook, I think, about Until Dawn, but that might be on my personal Facebook. PlayStation VR, guys, is great. It's not $700 great. It's probably like $300 great. But I have played quite a few games because, like I said, I do write for a games website, so I have access. Let's go real quick. Super Hot VR. Hi. Super Hot VR is a game where you time only moves
so
when you
good.
Move.
So good.
In virtual reality, it's great, except for the PSVR has really big problems tracking you sometimes. When your hands lose tracking, they start to slowly float away, which is registered as movement. So dudes start moving around you.
I played this first on the Vive.
Yes.
It was dope.
It's a good, I will tell you, it's so frustrating, cool. But it makes you feel like a badass. Because there's really something does. Really cool about shooting a dude in the face with a shotgun, clicking and realizing you're out of ammo, so you throw that gun straight ahead, hit another dude, and then catch his flying gun and shoot his buddy in the head with it. It's a very cool thing, graphically speaking.
Especially since your hand moves, and then as soon as your hand lets go of the gun, it freezes in midair.
Yeah.
Until you move again, and then the gun starts tumbling towards...
It's a minimalist matrix, is what it is. You
it's
feel like,
beautiful.
You feel like Neo. I would definitely recommend getting it, but I'm currently working on a top 5 games you should buy if you get a PSVR article, and that will maybe be on that. But what will totally be on that is Until Dawn, Rush of Blood. Until Dawn, Rush of Blood is a on-rail shooter. It's also like a roller coaster simulator kind of thing. There's like 6 or 7 levels, and you just go through the craziest haunted house... freak show stuff. Different levels are themed. There's one that's like in a butcher place. There's one with ghosts. There's one with spiders. You guys really enjoyed the video of the spider level
God,
I posted.
That was so funny.
It's a great time. Until Dawn, Rush of Blood is also the only game I would say that I've really lost myself in it. VR, it's kind of this weird thing where you do truly feel like you're in there, but you can still with your faculties be like, okay, this is a game. But at 4 in the morning, I got sucked into Until Dawn, and for some weird reason, when I got sucked into it and really felt like I was in there, things became less scary for me. The game is not really as much about the jump scares as it is about blasting dudes in the face, but if you have a PSVR and you don't have Until Dawn because you're afraid, I would say just suck it up because it's potentially the best experience on that thing. Did you guys play Until Dawn at all? I know you played quite a bit, Tyler, yeah?
No.
But
no,
it is
no.
It's free, so you can now.
Yeah, I haven't played any of it, and I really don't plan on it.
You
this
should.
This game is so scary.
It's not that scary.
But it's the scariest.
It's not that scary. Yeah,
what if it's too scary?
It's not scary. You'll have a great time. Trust me. Play Until Dawn. I'm really looking forward to The Inpatient, which is the official prequel to Until Dawn and will only be on PSVR. I'm not sure if I will still have the system when that comes out, but hopefully we'll get time to play it. Job Simulator and I Expect You to Die. These are both games where if you play Job Simulator or seen anything on VR, it's probably been Job Simulator.
Job Simulator's freaking hilarious.
You just generally go, you there's 4 different jobs, like mechanic and store clerk, and you just stand there and you do all these silly things.
Office job.
But you have full control over your environment. You can pick stuff up.
Throw donuts.
Yeah, you can. This is the game where immediately you're in the office and there's a donut tray that comes up to you and they're like, here, have a donut. And I picked up the donut and I threw it in the air and caught it in my mouth, and it felt great. furthermore, in I Expect You to Die, which is like Job Simulator, so, you know, you're kind of sitting in one position, but it's Escape the Room, so it's like a spy kind of thing. You know, you're in the first level, you're in a car that you have to get off the back of a plane, but you're inside the car, and there's security measures. At one point in the game, there's a fedora, and you can grab it, and then there's a cigar, and I grab the cigar and put it in my mouth, in the game, and I light it, and I grab the fedora and throw it in the air, like, you know, flip it in the air, and then catch it on my head and smoke the cigar. And then I went to put the cigar back in my mouth and smacked myself in the face with my own hand. It's really good, but if you're into those kind of, I would say less action-y, more like kind of just screw around with the thing experiences, Job Simulator and I Expect You to Die is good.
I remember when I was playing Job Simulator for the first time, almost every action I took for the first 5 minutes was pick thing up, rotate it, look at it, chuck over my shoulder.
Yeah, I would say when it comes down to like, well, because VR is really cool, but one of the best parts of VR is taking people who have not played it and showing them. I like my girlfriend played Super Hot and she did not like it because there was dudes running at her and she played I Expect You to Die and had a real good time with that.
There's another freeware program, I think it is. It might only be on Vive, but I'm not sure. I believe it's called Tilt Brush.
Yeah, that is Vive.
It is just a painting
if you program. Have Oculus, I believe there's also another thing that's free with that. It's like an Oculus painting thing. There's nothing like that yet on cool. PSVR.
Super fun.
Yeah, they're really cool. You can like, there's like a sculpting one that the Oculus has as well. But when it comes to games that you want to show your friends, I would say Job Simulator is like the number one to go to.
Yeah.
Whether it's PSVR, Vive, Oculus, anything like that, Job Simulator. Tyler, did you get a chance to play Polybius?
What is that?
Excuse me.
Good audio.
Yeah, Polybius.
You get here for those sick burps.
Polybius is a game that you guys can play right now. It's on PlayStation 4. If you Google it, you're going to have problems finding it because Polybius is actually not a creepypasta, but it's one of those internet things where you guys know like the Berenstain Bears.
Yeah, like the Mandela Effect.
Mm-hmm. It's like one of those things where people, it's kind of like the Shazam movie where people swear it exists, but it's also mixed in with the Ben Dyes, Majora's Mask kind of thing. Polybius is supposed to be this crazy game that existed and people have forgotten about or whatever. And then somebody was just like, I'm going to make a game called Polybius. It's Polybius. Polybius is generally speaking a very simple, to play arcadey shooter. It's kind of like, think Rez or something like that. It's very vector graphics kind of thing. You just move your guy back and forth on the track that you're on. You're trying to reach the end of the level and dodge obstacles and shoot dudes. But it's super trippy. I cannot tell you enough. It is just visually, the colors and all the shapes, it's trippy. It's so trippy, in fact, that there's 3 epilepsy warnings at the beginning of the game. You have to choose an icon, and then you have to read the thing again, and then choose the other icon, and then you have to accept, not an NDA, but you get what I'm saying. It's very trippy, and you can play it without VR. That's why I asked you, Tyler, if you had played it. But it's one of those things that if you can play it in VR, you 100% should. If you have no VR, but you're still interested, look it up, because as far as trippy games go, if you're like one of the people who likes to smoke on the gunge or get into those trippy drugs or whatever, this is the kind of game I would imagine you would play. Batman VR, we already talked about.
Yep, sorry.
You're Batman. I mean, it's one of those, it's kind of like Job Simulator, or I Expect You to Die. You're standing around, you pick up things.
It's like Job Simulator, but your job is to be Batman.
Gotham needs you, virtually. I also, imagine, for a second, imagine a world that's brand new and full of dinosaurs. Robinson the Journey.
Oh.
It's a game where you walk around, and there's dinosaurs, and you do stuff, you climb things.
I like doing stuff.
Well, this is more like, here's the thing is, cause I played all these games and it was for research and not just because I was like, oh, this looks cool, but I have a PSVR. Robinson the Journey is like $50 digitally. You can get it from GameStop or a used place for like $18. I bought it used, beat it in 4 hours and returned it and it was okay. Here's my biggest issue with PSVR right now and any VR is that the things are so expensive.
They probably have no clue how to price this shit.
Yeah. A lot of games that I feel like should be $5 or $10 things, the $5 or $10 price point just doesn't exist anymore on the indie market or the digital market. I was just playing a game earlier, called Theseus. It's a kind of play off of the Minotaur and the Labyrinth thing. This game proves that third-person action games can be awesome in VR, but this one isn't. That it's weird because the game looks pretty good. The combat's really bad. It does not feel good. But all of these games that I've talked about, Until Dawn, Super Hot Job Simulator, Polybius, Batman VR, Robinson, these are all first-person experiences, right? Theseus is a very third-person. If you play God of War or Resident Evil 4, that over-the-shoulder kind of perspective,
right?
That camera, that's where your head is at. Except for sometimes when you're running around, it's Resident Evil, where the camera's in one specific part of the room, but that you're the camera, so you're looking at this dude you're controlling, and I don't know what it is about the game. It's pretty cool, in my opinion. It's only going to be like an hour, and at the end of the day, it's not going to be worth the $15 it is, but this game shows you that you can do third-person games, and in fact, not every game in VR has to be first-person to be cool. I know it's only been out for a year. The PSVR has been out for a year, so we could argue that maybe the PlayStation VR is the first step into the actual mainstream market, if you're going to consider the Vive and Oculus to be high-end PC kind of things. So we'll see stuff. You got the Paranormal Activity VR game coming out soon. You got Abduction, or whatever the hell that Myst game is, made by the people who made Myst, that's coming out. It's not Obduction. It's like Absolver or something. Observer, maybe? No, that's the Layers of Fear prequel. God, there's so many games. All I'm saying is that if you've been thinking about VR, you could probably hold off, but if you're super into it, it's definitely fun. There's just not a lot of games and most of it's overpriced. You're still in that beginning period where, yeah, you can spend $4 on a quote unquote chain smokers VR experience, which is like one song of them playing live. I found some cool things that I did
what
find.
If it was just
a person chain smoking.
Yeah, like your hand. You have a cigarette in each hand.
I'd buy that. What I'll say, I'll tell you guys when the top five VR article goes up. But you guys have seen just from me playing that the idea of being in a world
completely underwater.
I would love to play BioShock VR. That'd be fucking sweet.
That would be dope.
But being in a virtual world and the depth perception play that. It really is something to behold. It's kind of the first time you see a 3DS and you're like, wow, there's 3D stuff without actual glasses. VR is really cool. PSVR is a mid-tier thing, so I can only imagine what Vive feels like. I've not played a Vive yet. A little early to invest, unless you have, you know, cash that you're willing to spend. But if you have the opportunity to play it, if your buddy has it or something, you should totally go over and play it, Kevin.
VR is one of those things where I feel like it's been moving at a glacial speed.
Yeah, yeah. When it first came out, you saw a lot of these, like, oh, it's just shooting gallery.
It's real novelty.
I'm gonna shoot this, I'm gonna shoot that. And now you're starting to see full-fledged experiences come out. People who are not afraid to pump the brakes a little bit and utilize the VR as a camera placement. Because I'll tell you what, in this Theseus game, like I said, it's not a horror game. You're in a Minotaur labyrinth. You've heard the story. There's these monsters that are like big spider kind of things. It's not a first person game. They don't jump out in your face. But at a certain point during the game, I had to turn down the volume because it was just too creepy. And that just comes with the feeling of your head being the camera. When you break that immersion barrier and you put your actual consciousness, not your consciousness, but your perception in the game, everything becomes that much spookier, that much creepier. Danger gets more heightened because your body is perceiving it as a threat that is near you. That's why I think that if you had a game like God of War 3 that has these towering, you know, monsters and stuff like that and these crazy vistas, it would look amazing in VR just based on the fact that the things that happen with your depth perception. I feel like I've been talking about VR for a bit too long, and we are about an hour 15 into this bitch. Episode 92 has been one, boys. This has been a good one. I feel like we've ironed out these issues with the audio. What I'm doing right now is I'm stalling so Kevin can find a game fact.
No, I already have one.
Nice, dude. Before we get into that game fact, does anyone else have anything else they want to talk about? We have a segment. You know what? Fuck it. We're close to the beginning of the month. It's New Game Plus.
New Game Plus this month.
New Game Plus. Tyler, since I just decided we're doing this right now, what do you know? Because I know Xbox.
I know 360. Oh, I know
my shit's blowing up. Are you do Xbox 360? I'll do Xbox One. Do you know Kevin Xbox One?
Yeah.
All right, you do Xbox while I look at PlayStation.
So go ahead, Kev. What's Slime Rancher or whatever?
Slime Rancher looks dope. I've actually been wanting to play this for a while.
Heard of it? Never played it though.
Honestly, I don't know a ton about it. I know you you raise slimes similar to, I believe it's similar in a very, very light way to like Stardew Valley in that you raise them.
What about Chow Chow Farm or whatever?
Yeah, like it's just one of those Sonic farming sims, but it's like kind of goofy. It doesn't take itself too seriously.
See, I'm not super amped about Slime Rancher, but what I am amped about are the other ones.
Trials Fusion on August 16th.
Here's my thing is that I bought Trials Fusion when it came out, and I also bought like two versions of the season pass. I have all the DLC, but somewhere in there, my license for Trials Fusion got lost, so I have not brought myself. I've been very close several times to purchasing another copy of Trials Fusion, but then is free. So Trials Fusion is going to be dope. Have either of you guys played Trials Fusion?
I played Trials, and I watched you play a little bit of Trials of the Blood Dragon.
Yeah, it's the one I watched you play Blood Dragon as well.
If you guys get Trials Fusion on the gold, there's something called Trials Fusion Awesome to the Max. That is the best Trials experience you can have. You get to ride a unicorn as a cat with dual akimbo Uzis. It's really probably the best thing I've played. 360.
Bayonetta.
Yeah, dude. Bayonetta.
Bayonetta is so excited.
So good. If you've never played Bayonetta,
I've never played Bayonetta.
Really?
100% serious.
Okay, Kevin. Hey, what's it? You have to play Bayonetta.
Okay,
you do.
I'm telling you now that you have to.
What
play
is it like?
At least is it is
like
platinum.
Devil May Cry.
It's
Devil May Cry.
It's Devil May Cry. If Devil May Cry was
I don't really
way
care
better.
For Devil May Cry. Though.
No, that's what I'm saying.
What don't you like about Devil May Cry?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I mean, I just.
You don't like hack and slash beat 'em
ups,
do you?
Yeah, no, I don't like hack and slash.
Yeah, but it's so good.
You probably won't like this, then.
You gotta play it. That's fine. You don't
I'll
have
try
to play it.
It is. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I like the story.
It's a good time. I hear that Bayonetta 2 is better, but I never had a Wii
that's
U.
That's what I heard, and I just didn't want to do it.
You have a Wii U, man. You get it. You get that Pro
no,
controller. Oh, that's right. No, you got rid of that. Was Rush's, wasn't it?
No, it's Kevin's. it's in my house now.
What is?
Kevin, you left a Wii U at your old house.
Oh, yeah, no, I lent it to him.
Oh, okay. Well, lend it forever. Fisher Price. What else for 360?
That vibrate was the sound of my phone dying.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
The PS Plus games.
No. There's one more for 360.
Yeah. Red Faction.
Armageddon.
Yeah. I like Red Faction Armageddon. It's not a game I would recommend you purchase for $20, but it's like recommend if it's free.
That was Red Faction was one of the first games where you could just destroy the environment for no reason.
Red Faction 2 for the PS2. Yeah. And Guerrilla was cool. Armageddon is...
I heard Guerrilla was really good, actually.
Guerrilla is good. Red Faction Armageddon isn't the best. It's like a solid 7 out of 10, but play it. If you never played a Red Faction game.
Red Faction 2 was the one that I played with a one John Graff from my old high school.
Shoots out John Graff.
Holy smokes.
But I got PlayStation.
I don't really know about this game.
It's a third-person shooter, but there's a lot of high destructibility. It's like, you ever play Mercenaries for
no.
PS2 or 360? It's Just Cause. It's similar to that. It's just everything can be destroyed. You can destroy walls. You can destroy structures. That's a lot of the gameplay is, hey, take down this building. You do so by knocking out the supports, et cetera, et cetera.
With a hammer.
Yeah. It's a fun time. Armageddon, like I said, was a little bit more of like a futuristic shooter. It was around that 2008, 2009. Let's make everything sci-fi shootery.
So then what am I thinking of that's like Unreal Tournament, but it's a shooter and it's not Unreal Tournament?
Unreal Tournament 2004.
Is Quake a thing?
Yes.
What is Quake?
Quake is a first-person shooter that's very quick that was on PC, then Quake 3 Arena, then there was a browser game. I mean, thinking of Quake.
You might also be thinking of Trials?
Tribes.
Tribes is very much like Unreal, where you fly around in the air and there's a lot of destructibility there. Yeah, Red Faction Guerrilla. All right.
Let's start with Vita, because I know them. Level 22?
Quakefire.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Downwell.
What is level 22?
I don't know. I don't actually know what level 22 is. Well, I just know what the titles were.
Downwell is a fantastic roguelike platformer, according to GameSpot.
The indie game of 2016, I think.
That's really? A lie, because the indie game of 2016 is both Stardew Valley and Manuel Samuel.
Yeah. Not from us.
Yeah, but we're all that matters.
Speaking of one of your GOTY things, the Pillars of Eternity, that is getting a definitive edition.
That's right.
On Xbox
I heard about
One,
that.
The end of this month. I just wanted to bring that up.
Soundtrack for Pillars of Eternity. Ultimate. It's just the best.
I don't know why.
Especially if you want to run D&D.
Pillars of Eternity and Path of Exile are the same game in my head.
They pretty much are.
Really?
Hey.
If you don't want to pay for Pillars of Eternity.
So what if you don't have a Vita and you don't have a PlayStation 4?
You've got a
PlayStation
PS3.
Yeah. Well, now you have Snakeball and Super Motherload. Snakeball, I'm not even going to click on because it sounds like I could probably tell you what that is. A $5 indie game where you use a snake to control a ball or something. This isn't loading anymore, so you're going to have to figure it out. Super Motherload sounds like it could be fun.
It does.
We'll probably play those. But here's the real ones, guys. These are the ones you want to hear about. PlayStation 4, August 2017.
I'm pretty sure we're getting Just Cause 3.
I spent $14 on this game this month because it was on sale. Y'all get Just Cause 3.
Well, you got it on Xbox.
Yeah, I literally just bought it. I haven't played it yet. So now what's going to happen is Tyler is going to play Just Cause 3 while we play Just Cause 3 on Xbox, and we're going to all talk about it like a year after it's out. Tyler looks very excited
about
that.
You know why, though?
Why?
Just Cause.
Just because. But no, that is totally a thing we will talk about. I don't know.
Tyler's the kind of guy that seems like he might do that thing where you use the little strapper thing to strap someone's legs open and then attach those mines that just like have the jets on them right to their grundle area
they're
just light them off and
Gucci.
Have them just crotch rocket.
I mean, I played this game with Andy, and like I attached people to cars and let them go.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why. That's literally the only reason.
Homework for everybody for August. You got to play at least 2 hours of Just Cause.
I already got it downloaded.
You attach someone to a fence post. You attach a rocket to said fence post and send that flying.
Honestly, my favorite thing to do in Just Cause is to shoot the top off of an oxygen tank and then attach to it and just ride it into the sunset.
Now, Kevin, why would you do that?
Because.
Just Cause.
Because.
Besides Just Cause 3.
Get it? Because it's just.
You'll also get that Downwell game that will be available on Vita. And the best Assassin's Creed game there is, Freedom Cry. What the fuck is Assassin's Creed Freedom Cry?
I don't know. What is this?
I think it's a Vita one. Okay.
It's for PS4, not Vita.
I know, which is weird, but if it's the one that has the African American chick, I think it was around Assassin's Creed 3, that one's really good. Freedom Cry is the, or not, I don't know if it is, but I feel like it is. I'll click the link and see if it'll load. That, there's been quite a few Assassin's Creed offshots.
Kevin just pulled up Downwell.
Dude, it's got a 10 out of 10 on Steam.
So it's does What Remains of Edith Finch. oh my god.
Yeah, I liked Edith Finch.
I know. Speaking of, Tacoma by Fulbright Studios is coming out on August 2nd. By the time you're hearing this, it's already been out, but it is getting really good reviews. So if you're a fan of Gone Home, What Remains of Edith Finch, Firewatch, that kind of ordeal, and you have a PS, or not PS4, an Xbox One or a PC, get Tacoma. Guys, we've talked about what's new. We talked about what's free. We talked about what's mobile. We talked about what's fun.
We talked about Just Cause.
Just because. It's been an excellent episode.
It has been good.
We got some, not too much stuff coming out in August. It's a fucking complete lie. Sonic Mania. Agents of Mayhem, Guardians of the Galaxy Episode 3, Batman Season 2 Episode 1 from Telltale. You got more games. Paranormal Activity smokes. VR. I know for sure that I'll be playing Agents of Mayhem, Sonic Mania,
coming out this month.
Tacoma. There's quite a few. So we'll talk about those on the next time. You guys can reach out to us as always. Let's do Twitters. The official Twitter is at SuperGameCast64. You can find that. We post cool things, links to the show, some of my articles. You can find me personally, if you want to talk to me, at SGC64 Matt. Kevin, how about you?
I'm at GingerBeard_man, beer like the beverage.
It's a me at T. Trabaglio.
You can talk to us. Just send us some stuff. We like to talk about whatever the hell. I was just making a joke about, the mooch. The Mooch, he did his Any Percent Run House of the White.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck,
yeah.
I messed that joke up.
The speed run of the White House.
Speed run of the White House.
10 days. Good.
He even clipped through negative the floor and got a divorce days. From his wife and missed his child's birth.
Did he really miss his
he
child's
missed
birth?
His child's birth. And lost his job at the White House.
Well, that's
and his wife.
And got two people fired.
And his nickname's The Mooch. Like, I feel like that was portentous.
rough day for the White House.
Yo, I want to give a quick shout out, actually, if that's cool with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, dude, go
this
for
is
it.
The time to do it. A good friend of mine, Mark.
What's up, Mark?
Mark Osborne. He has created and is, I would say, flourishing with his new podcast.
Dope.
Good friend of mine.
What's it called?
He records a podcast called Choose My Own Adventure. It is a D&D podcast in which the listeners get to vote for what happens to the characters in the show.
So it's like a choose your own adventure, but for your ears.
Exactly. It's a very cool concept. I know he is eager for more listeners because it's such a listener input based show.
Yes.
So anyone out there who's listening to this, I very much think that the Venn diagram of interests definitely overlaps here.
Where can we find this?
Okay.
You can find it on Stitcher. You can find it on SoundCloud. Basically anywhere you can find a podcast, you can find it. And in fact, he recently started a small fundraising campaign with Adagio Teas. He has teas that are themed after the characters in his podcast.
It's like drinking teas.
Yes.
Because he told me this, Kevin told me this, Tyler, and then I was like, well, t-shirts are pretty cool. And he was like, no, I'm like literally tea.
You look like you have a question, Tyler.
No, it's not a question. I have a shout out.
Oh, okay.
Tyler, well, yeah, well, I'm going to have
so
a shout out too.
I'm going to re-up that real quick. That is Choose My Own Adventure Podcast.
Tyler, who's your shout out?
We have an apology to issue.
is this gonna sandbag?
No.
Okay,
no,
continue.
This is good.
So about a month and a half ago.
Our official fact checker. He didn't want me to call him that.
he mentioned that we mentioned that Rabbids was Rayman's Raving Rabbids was banking off that minion
just
money.
Generally that rabbits, money. Just generally rabbits as a concept.
Yeah.
Rabbits came out 4 years before minions.
Holy
shit.
Dude,
you heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
We blew it on that one.
Yeah.
And,
well, Tyler blew it.
I'm personally sorry, even though I didn't talk about this stupid game whatsoever.
Minions.
Well, thanks for the correction. We should just start doing corrections. Did you guys know that Mario came out in 1999?
We'll get that next week.
I have one last shout out before we get the emails going here. If you guys like anime, I know that we don't talk about anime that much, but that is something that is close to our fan base. You should listen to the Shonen Trash Cast. That is my buddy Vince, my buddy Kev, my buddy Lauren. They do an episode. Each episode is about a different show. They'll watch it, talk about it. They did one Castlevania. You got Bleach. You got One Piece. You got Naruto. You can find that on SoundCloud, iTunes,
at Naruto,
Google Play. Tons of things. Is the Shonen Trash Cast. Is great stuff. If you guys are weebs, and I mean that with the most love. Man drinks vodka infused with hottest pepper, goes to hospital. Well, you know what, Twitter? I'm done with you now.
So you want to talk about Castlevania.
Emails. You guys can get us at sgc64mail@gmail.com. I'd also like to apologize to how many times I've sworn in this episode.
Yeah, fuck you for swearing so much.
Watch your language. If you guys want to hang out with us.
I can't. It's invisible when it comes out of my mouth.
Facebook.com/SGC64. 64 is spelled out phonetically. If you don't know what phonetically means, look it up in the dictionary. And then you'll understand how to visit our Facebook. That's about all I have. Mm-hmm, Kevin, do you have some like super cool quiz? Like I imagine that sometimes our listeners are like, well, let's go down to that trivia thing at the bar. And then they're also listening to your episode and you're like,
did you know that Mega Man is actually a girl?
And then they're like, I got it.
Did you know that Mega Man is part robot?
Did you know he's actually a robot and his dog is fully a dog?
Did you know that he is...
That's not the
none of these things are facts. I'm getting antsy.
We're right about an hour 30. Kevin, hit us with that game fact.
Yo, I got this. All right. Go for it. I got a spicy boy for you.
Nice.
All right. Y'all know Speed Mouse, the hedge man?
Yeah.
Yep. Speed Mouse.
Speed Mouse the Sonic.
Speed Mouse, the hedge...
Gotta go quickly.
The hedge fund.
Gotta go quickly.
Speed Mouse, the hedge fund. His first appearance...
Uh-huh.
In any video game. Anybody have a guess?
Sonic's Pinball.
Wrong. He was... His first appearance was as an air freshener. In the Sega game.
Gotta smell good.
Rad Mobile.
I feel like he was originally in Road Rash.
He probably smelled like shit.
How did he become the mascot for Sega?
Somebody was very high, and they're like, guys, remember that sprite we used for the air freshener?
They went on an ayahuasca vision journey, and they're like, in 20 years, there will be weird porn pictures of this small blue mouse everywhere.
He'll have a
bad black like counterpart named Shadow.
Why did they give Shadow a gun? Like that's where they overstep. They're like this nice friend, this friendly child.
But now there's guns.
Because before that, all the big Sonics in that world got away with whatever they want, and then Shadow showed up and he made things equal.
People think that Shadow was the antagonist. Shadow is the guy who kills the antagonists. It's been a wonderful episode. I've had a good time.
Man, that really went off the rails there.
Still not a protagonist.
Fucking air freshener.
Like what? Yeah, I don't even know what's happening anymore. It's been a great episode. It's been a great time. Guys, if you love us, subscribe on iTunes. Check us out on Stitcher. Rate us if you can. If you have no one to share it with, please rate us on iTunes 5 stars. It really, truly does help out.
And we got a buttload of games to give away.
We do. If you do the Audible trial, shoot us out on Twitter. It's SuperGameCast64. If you can prove that you used Audible, you have like a little boop, this is what I chose, we'll send you a free game. If you want to review us, we have the Review Robot 2K12 3000 always reads the reviews live out in the air. I will check for reviews for next episode. So if you're listening to this now and want something funny read by a robot, you can do that. Just rate us 5 stars. Rate us whatever you want.
I'd also like to throw it out there that we would be happy to do shout-outs, special messages, anything you might want to say to somebody you know listens to the podcast, we would happily announce it on air.
So, yeah, so email us if you have at sgc64mail.com. We can work something out if you want shout-outs. Once again, listen to Choose My Own Adventure.
Yes.
You listen to Shonen Trashcast. Visit my articles and all my lovely colleagues' articles at a90skid.com. And as always, imagine a world completely underwater. And then while you're imagining it, stick it to your mom, Dan. No, don't. That's really
Dan,
bad.
No.
No, that's my mom.
Yeah, that's both your moms.
If Dan had a different mom, then stick it to her underwater.
Ooh, why?
See you guys next time. Bye.